Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Your Best Life. I am your host, Dr. Joan Irvine, a doctor of clinical hypnotherapy, a cannabis and sex educator, and a community leader in Redondo Beach. My mission is to help people have their best life, no matter what your age. It may take some effort and even maybe learning some new skills, but remember the L'Oreal ad, "I'm worth it"? So true, we are all worth it. By the way, I worked for L'Oreal back in the 70s when they came up with this slogan, and it has resonated with women for decades. Now, did you notice the lead-in song, Living Your Best Life? Flying High, Flying High. Once again, I want to thank two of my favorite performers for writing and recording this for me, Cherise Ray and Steve Smythe. They have a show on HealthyLife.net, Cherise and Steve Unplugged, the fourth Tuesday of the month. You know, my mantra is that baby boomers still rock and we deserve to enjoy our lives to the fullest, no matter what our age. So, with today's esteemed guest, Sue Taylor, we will discuss seniors and wellness and how to take charge of our health, cannabis, aging. Then I will discuss Redondo politics as it relates to cannabis. I hate to say it's an ongoing saga. And of course, a charity I founded over 12 years ago, Keep the Esplanade Beautiful. Well, let me give you an introduction to Sue. This may take a while because she has done so much. She is a retired Catholic school principal. Yes. Somebody that you wouldn't ever expect to get into cannabis. And she was the co-founder and executive director of the Pharmacy Berkeley, formerly ICAM, a cannabis dispensary known for providing the most up-to-date cannabis education, high-quality products, and caring staff. She founded ICAN in 2009 with her son and daughter-in-law with the vision of opening a community dispensary focused on educating seniors about cannabis, improving their quality of life, and dispelling stigmas. In 2020, Pharmacy Berkeley officially opened its door, and at the same time, Sue launched Mama Sue's Wellness, which we'll talk about a little bit more during the show, a line of CBD and sleep tinctures suited for the needs of seniors. Today, she serves as a brand ambassador where she's actively on a mission to change the stigma around cannabis and educating seniors about the benefits of the plant. In 2023, she was featured on CNN's The Whole Story with Anderson Cooper, Weed 7, a senior moment which now streams on Max. Along with Glasshouse Brands, she is also the host of a video series, Plants Over Pills, where she speaks with notable celebrities and athletes like former NBA star Baron Davis, Bravo reality star Gosina Gigi, and entrepreneur Drekka Gates to share real stories about how cannabis has helped with healing and living better lives. She was also recently, and I was able to be there when she got it, she was recognized with the Lifetime Achievement Award at the Women's Cannabis Awards 2024. That was such a fun evening. And Mama Sue's mission is to close the generational gap and help eliminate the stigma surrounding the cannabis plant. She's seen firsthand the healing benefits received and is out to change the mindset of reefer madness, remember that, to one of curiosity and social acceptance. On top of all this, as I mentioned, she's a friend, and we go out dancing, and it's so much fun, and it keeps us in shape, and it keeps us young. So, Sue, wow, that was a lot. But now I've gotten past that. Thank you for really for being on my show and sharing your knowledge, and I'm so honored. But I have to ask you the first question I'm sure everybody wants to know. Mm-hmm. How did you, a Catholic school principal and a baby boomer, end up in the cannabis industry?
Well, I tell you, 17 years ago, if someone had said to me I would become the trusted face of cannabis for seniors, I would have said, oh, you've been smoking some of that too much, because I never would have chosen it. I was afraid of it. They did a great job on me and my generation with Reefer Madness.
Oh, yes.
I was scared to death of it. Because being a senior, we don't break rules. We follow the rules. We pay our taxes on time. We pay our bills on time. So we just, it was federally legal. It was a no-no definitely back then when I grew up. And so I never would have considered it. But how I was swooped into the industry, my son and daughter-in-law came to me and said, my son said, Ma, I know how you could have that spiritual center. You know, the one with that yoga stuff and that Reiki and, you know, all that meditation, you know, all that stuff you do. I said, oh, really? Now, this was 17 years ago, right?
Okay.
I said, how? He said, it would be funded by a cannabis dispensary. I said, a cannabis dispensary? You talking about that marijuana stuff? He said, yes, Ma. It's a medicine. I said, where are you learning about this? I thought he was on drugs. I said, where are you learning about this stuff? And so he says, I've been going to school. I've been going to Amsterdam University, learning about the benefits of this plant. And Ma, it's a medicine. It heals people. So I said, well, oh my God, what would bring you to that? And so the short of the story is, I packed up my bags. Within 2 days, I had flew back home. I was living in Atlanta, packed 2 suitcases, said, I'm going to save this young man from drugs. He'd been in Catholic school all of his life. All 3 of my sons have been to college. He's on drugs. I'm going to stop this. So I was furious. So I packed all my stuff up. And the short of the story, Joan, is I didn't go back for 10 years. And in those 10 years, I became the trusted face of medical cannabis for seniors.
You have done just that. You have done an amazing job of that. And when you're talking about, one of the things I love about what you're doing is that seniors, we're both the same age, and that when I met you, I actually met you at an NCIA cocktail party during one of their conferences, and you were doing the senior stuff. That's when I was doing child stuff. So we said hi, hi, and
I remember that.
And but then we got reconnected,
yes,
just in the last couple of years. But let's talk about seniors, because that's something that we both have in common. What are the benefits of cannabis for seniors that makes it really so good for us?
Well, number one, what most people have to realize is that the pharmaceutical approach to healthcare, it's not working, especially for us as seniors in managing our health. It's just not working. And if it is, continue using your regimen. But more seniors are finding day after day that the pills keep graduating and they keep getting sicker. So many, and I think last year, 3 million seniors for the first time use cannabis. That's been the largest amount thus far. Seniors are looking for alternative medicines to heal their body. And when people like you are doing what you do, and CNN making documentaries about it and searching me out because, you know, I work with seniors, it's becoming more and more acceptable. And now even doctors are saying it's okay for you to try cannabis. that had never happened before. So the work that we're doing, educating, you see, it's about education, education, education. You keep educating. That's what Candace Haas does for Glass House Brands. She's an educator about it, and she does free webinars about it. And that's what's needed. Once you educate, so seniors are coming for the knowledge, and they want some a business and people that they trust.
Mm-hmm.
They trust. And I'm the perfect person. Because I don't have to know you. I didn't choose it. Our Creator chose it for me, and I recognized it. You
mm-hmm.
see? So, I care. I genuinely care about people feeling good as they age.
Mm-hmm.
Our Creator wanted us to be happy, joyous, and free until the day we make our transition to the other side. And we are here. I'm here to remind them of who they really are and what they are quite capable of doing. I mean, look at us. You know, we're still creating businesses. I've created many new businesses. My life didn't begin until I was in my 50s. My 60s was amazing, and my 70s is off the chain.
Oh, my God. Yes, your 70s. I mean, what you're doing is amazing, and I just, I mean, I love it because you are such a great role model when people are talking about this. I mean, they're used to me, and when I tell them, you know, I'm 75, almost 76, I'm admitting to that now, they just go, wow. And you're the same age, and people look, and they don't expect women who look like us and our age to be in the cannabis field. In fact, I was thinking of this. Are we probably the oldest women in the cannabis industry, right?
I think I haven't met anybody older. You know, and look, I met, you know, the former Catholic school principal, right? And so I was in the Bay Area about a couple months ago at a restaurant with some girlfriends. And there was a young woman with her baby sitting at a back table, and when I got ready to leave, she said, "Is your name Miss Taylor?" When they call me that, I know it was a student, right? I said, "Yes, I am Miss Taylor." She said, "Miss Taylor, you taught me in sixth grade." I said, "Oh, I don't remember." I said, "And you have a family now?" And so I said, "Yeah." And so she says, "Oh, what are you doing now?" Oh, and usually I don't even touch it. But today I was feeling good, and I'd had a glass of wine. And so I said, "Well, you want the young person's version or the older person's version of what I'm doing?" She said, "The young people." I said, "I sell weed." She hollered, you know. And then I told her, you know, I said, "I work with cannabis, but I said, but I'm the medical part." You know, I says, "It's okay for people who want to use it recreationally, because I'd rather them do that than consume large amounts of alcohol, because a lot of seniors were using alcohol for the fear of getting older, for the fear of how we're depicted on TV, for the fear of sickness, all of that, to cure it." And so cannabis is one way that can help to heal the body because of endocannabinoids. Endocannabinoids, our bodies produce endocannabinoids. We were born with an endocannabinoid system. The endocannabinoid system is to cause balance in the body. Our Creator put it there. When back in the day, when we would get sick, the endocannabinoids in our body would go right away mending our bodies, helping to do what it does, right? That's how wonderful our system is. But with all the pollution, with all the drugs that we're taking, with all the environmental things happening with us, the endocannabinoids cannot keep up. So cannabis have endocannabinoids. When we ingest cannabis, it teams up with our natural endocannabinoids and causes homeostasis and healing in the body. And that's why cannabis have seen it. And look, I didn't trust it, even though I read everything about it. You know, I was a naysayer. It took me 5 years before I was working in the cannabis industry, but it took me five. I wouldn't tell a soul what I did, and I'd get pissed if somebody said, oh, you know, she works with marijuana. I said, if I wanted them to know that, I'd have told them, because I like to preface it first.
Uh-huh.
You know, about the medical and all of that. But it's just been an incredible journey, mm-hmm. because I know our Creator chose it, and I just said yes to it over time.
Okay. And one of the things you've done, you're talking about the medical, you have, and with seniors, the two things are pain and sleep, and you have had a formulation that you have done. You have your own Mama Sue line. And tell me about that, and tell me, you know, what's in it and how it helps. And
it does. Like I mentioned before, most seniors come to cannabis for two reasons. They can't sleep or they're in pain. And so I have formulated with my team, of course, two, extra strength relief, Mama Sue tinctures. It's a full spectrum CBD for pain and anxiety. And it also has two, per serving, it has 4.56 milligrams of CBD and a very minute amount, 0.16 of THC. And THC is the high point, so there's very, like, no high. But it's full spectrum. We use all the aspects of the plant. It works. It helps with pain, anxiety, and you could use it during the day without any psychoactivity. And then the other one is Mama Sue tincture for sleep. I use it often, mm-hmm. because sometimes my sleeping pattern is just off. And so it relaxes you. It also, now the sleep formula has no THC, just heavy CBD and heavy CBN. And the CBN helps you stay asleep. That's the cannabinoid that prolongs the sleep. And both of these products are made with love, for the love of seniors, so they can not only improve their life, but sometimes save their lives. And that's what that plant's over pill it does. It not only improves lives, it oftentimes it saves lives. And then I have a new product that's coming on the line, and it's called Everyday Wellness. It's another tincture. And it has the high ingredients of high CBD, high CBN, and high CBG. And the CBG is it what causes your mood. It helps you with your mood. And you could do it daily if need be. And the way I use cannabis, I use it as needed. Sometimes I don't use it at all. I use it as needed. Sometimes I need more than others, depending on what's going on.
I know. Those days.
You know, we have one of those days. But for the most part, the cannabis just helps in general areas. But it has to be combined with other things for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, yes. I just wanted to say, one of the questions I was going to ask is, what is your routine? You're talking about how you do it, because you have a routine that you're combining with.
Yes.
And you are amazing. So tell us your routine. And this is coming from an almost 77-year-old, year young
first
woman.
Who's living her best life.
Who's living her, yes.
And getting better. Yes, I do have a regimen that I do daily. 7 days a week. I get up most mornings at 5. I pray and I meditate. I commune with my higher self, with our Creator. I do that first thing in the morning. After that, I journal for at least a half an hour in my gratitude journal. I have at least 1,000 of them because I've been doing it for so many years. And I eat right most of the time, and then I go out and exercise my body. Yesterday I rode my bike on the strand of the ocean where I live for 10 miles.
That's a good.
Then I went to yoga balancing to help me with my balance. I take classes such as that. And if I'm not bike riding, I'm working out at the gym, or I'm doing my favorite thing, which is dancing.
Yay.
I do belly dancing.
Ooh.
I do, oh yeah. There's a lady that teaches it at my building, so we go. and it's free, really. So you come join me sometime.
I will.
And so the key is I stay active. And this is another thing, Joan, that I do. I have affirmations. I say them daily. And one thing that, how the affirmations help me is that when I forget, those affirmations bring me back. One is that the universe works for my highest good at all times, regardless of appearances. So when stuff happens, I'll say that. Universe, oh yeah, I forgot, okay. I get right back to it. And I know that without a shadow of a doubt that I'm taken care of, that I'm divinely guided and I'm taken care of. And with that premise, I operate my daily life that way.
Can I say, that is so important, because it's not like, it's one of those things like with, as we're aging and as we're looking at things and you get a little kind of afraid, and those type of things pull you back in. And we're going to talk a little bit more about, talk about aging in a minute. We have to go to commercial.
Okay.
But I want to continue that discussion and talk about, the aging process or the lack of aging that you and I have been able to do by a lot of the activities we do on a daily basis and our mindset. So we'll be back in a minute, and Sue Taylor will be here, and we'll talk about a lot more things that's going to be helping you seniors out there. That's what we're here for.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year, but we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
Constant Contact and your small business make a perfect fit for marketing. They give you what you need to succeed. Fast and easy email marketing at your fingertips. Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Constant Contact to start your marketing.
I've heard of Bose for years, but I thought you had to be some electronic geek to appreciate the superior technology and sound that Bose is famous for. Well, I'm not too proud to admit that I was wrong. I found out that Bose is an advertiser on HealthyLife.net, so I just clicked through to check it out, and now I'm proud to say that my home is equipped with superior technology and amazing sharp and bold sound through my solid and compact Bose Wave Radio and CD player. Thanks to HealthyLife.net and Bose, what a difference a click made.
So what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Your Best Life on HealthyLife.net. I am the host, Dr. Joan, and I am here with my esteemed guest, Sue Taylor. You know, we don't have to, Sue and I have been talking about, aging. We're both in our 70s, but we don't have to buy into that old, outdated sociological belief about aging. I mean, if we believed that, we'd be walking around with our canes doing nothing and going, okay, we're just waiting to die. No way are we going to do that. And as I've mentioned before on the show, there is research by a Yale professor and leading expert on the psychology of successful aging. And her data, and you know it's through Yale, so it's done in the correct data, you know, way, is that if we don't buy into the accepted norms of aging, we can expect our life expectancy to increase by 7.5 years. I mean, that's by changing on mindset. And Sue, you inspire both seniors and younger people since you're such a good example of someone who's in amazing shape, who are defying everything as long, you know, with aging. And, but along with cannabis, what are the holistic practices do you incorporate for a healthy body, mind, and keep yourself young in spirit? How do you do this?
It's my mindset. As you age, well, first of all, I heard at somewhere, I forgot where, but the question was asked, where do you think the richest place in the world is? And usually nobody can guess it. They come up with all kinds of things. But the answer is the graveyard.
Oh,
and because so many people, especially elders, die with their dreams inside of them, they never come out. Most of us, we go to work for, look at me, I was a Catholic school principal. I was a teacher and then a principal. And I love doing those kinds of things. But I found out through living life that I was sent here to make a difference in cannabis. You see? And once I had to change my mindset about how I saw aging and how we are depicted in the media. And when I saw on TV mainly how we depicted, 55, go to this senior citizen home and stay there. No kids are allowed. You just stay there waiting to die. And you see other people walking with canes, breathing machines, wheelchairs, everything, right? And that's how the norm has come, how aging is supposed to be. Well, I changed that. We changed that. I says, no, I'm going to do the opposite. I'm not going that route. I know my creator didn't want me to go that route. And see, most seniors, if they don't have a plan, say for retirement, to write a book or do something productive, they die within 3 to 5 years, statistically.
Wow.
Because they have no sense of purpose. They lose their purpose because it was tied to their jobs. So I always encourage seniors, when you retire, have a plan to do whatever it is you've been wanting to do, whether it's to paint, to teach, to create a business, a makeup line. Do something to keep you active and create things, because this is what I know. When we were all still in the ethers, before we were even born, when we were still in the heavens, so to speak, right?
Okay.
We say, okay, I want to come now. I want to come to the earth now. I want to be born now because I have the gifts and talents that will improve the world. So we come, everybody who's here now on this earth came with that premise. I want to come now because I have gifts and talent. Many of them come, but they get turned around. They forget. We are the responders. We remember. We came. I came here for a reason. I didn't know back then when I was raising my kids that it would be cannabis. I had no idea. I never would have chosen it, but he chose me. And Joan, how I know it is how I feel inside when I'm doing the work.
Yeah.
It's how I feel. I don't have to know the seniors. I just want people to feel good. I want them to know their worth. I want them to know they have value. Seniors have wisdom. You can't read about us in a book. Seniors have wisdom. You know who's going to save the world? The energy of the youth coupled with the wisdom of elders, creating better families, better communities, better governments, resulting in a better world. That's who's going to save it. Most of my friends are in their 30s, 40s, and for sure 50s.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have that many friends that are Joan and I. I just don't, because they don't have a mindset. But it's been a blessing and it's been a gift. But I have nurtured it. I do commune with my higher self all the time. I do the things that most people aren't willing to do. When my son comes to visit, he looks at me. I'm writing. He said, "You got to do that every day?" I say, "Yes." He said, "I don't know if I could do that." I say, "Well, if it's working, keep doing it." He writes now. He writes. He does affirmations. It's a choice.
Well, and it takes some effort. When you first get started, uh-huh. You know, it just does take some effort to get yourself in that place. But as you said, we were put here, and I have to say, since I was a teenager, you know, or before, I was the middle child. I was always the one fixing things up. And I think being a baby boomer, we were brought in at a time that we have changed the world, mm-hmm. and we have never accepted the norms. And guess what? We're still not accepting the norms, and we're breaking all the molds and, you know, as far as aging and saying, hey, we can still be out there having fun, dancing, doing all this. I mean, and that's what, and young people, I mean, and you see this all the time, and you get this all the time, and so do I. We really inspire them, because all that they have is these old models. And they're going, oh, is that what life is all about? And they see people like us, and they go, oh, my God, I want to be like you when I grow up, you know. And I just had an experience on Saturday night. I was at a birthday party, and a woman came up to me and had seen me on the dance floor and said, I knew I wanted to talk to you tonight because you inspired me. And that's what you do.
Yes. It's especially, you know, the young people, they just think they reconstructing their bodies and doing all this other kind of stuff because – they think once they hit 35, and Lord, for sure, if they hit 40, their life is over. That's why I tell them, I said, no, your life is just beginning. So when they see me, like I interviewed Dreka Gates,
mm-hmm.
a fabulous young woman. She says, oh, my God, I just met my aging self. Talking about me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, hold that thought, because we have to go to commercial break. But when we come back, we'll be continuing to talk with Sue Taylor about seniors and aging.
One of the best things about the technology available today is being able to listen to HealthyLife.net on the go or while I'm at work. Typically, headphones or earphones are required, and let's face it, sometimes they break or get worn out or lost. To find my latest solution to this, I found the Earphone Solutions website while browsing the HealthyLife.net advertiser page. There are plenty of options, from basic inexpensive on-the-go earphones to studio-quality headphones for when I really have time to enjoy everything from rock to Bach. Earphone Solutions on the HealthyLife.net advertiser page.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday Sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific Time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Your Best Life on HealthyLife.net. I am the host, Joan Irvine, Dr. Joan, as some people call me, and I'm here with my amazing guest, Sue Taylor, and my dance partner, Sue Taylor. We love to dance together. But, you know, Sue, in addition to being a role model for women and their personal growth, you are also an astute business person, and I think this is important for people to hear also. I mean, how did you go from being a Catholic school principal to the owner of the first black women-owned dispensary in Berkeley to selling that business to Glass House, a publicly traded company and one of the largest cultivators in California with several dispensaries, and now you're their main spokesperson? How did you maneuver this in the business sense? I mean...
Well, it wasn't my plan.
Okay.
How I conduct my life, I just go with the flow. I was living in, it took us 17 years to open up that dispensary. Number one, because we were African Americans.
Okay.
And the rules just weren't the same for us. It was only medical cannabis that was allowed when we first started seeking out.
Okay, yeah.
To get into the cannabis industry, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And so it took that long because we had to have all our I's dotted and T's crossed.
Mm-hmm.
The rules just wasn't, even to get a building, to get a permit, I had to, this is what I did. At that time, I was a commissioner on aging. For the county, for over six cities. I was a commissioner on aging for the county.
Okay.
I was a former Catholic school principal, right? And I had a couple of other degrees. Metaphysical minister, all that. So when I was going to get the permit, so I had to make an appointment with a city council and the mayor. So you know how they have gatekeepers, right? Okay, so the gatekeeper said, what do you want to see the mayor for? What do you want to see Supervisor Riley for? And I said, oh, I want to talk about senior issues. My underlying thing, I want to talk about cannabis.
Uh-huh.
But I had to let him see who I really was because cannabis has a stigma of surrounding it. So that got me through the door. So once I got in, you know, I told him, you know, all my work I've been doing in the senior as an advisory board for the county, for seniors' behalf. And we made policies. We did everything for them. And then I said, and then I was a Catholic school principal, you know, where I'm educated and with students and all of that. You know, I just brought all my credibility. And then I said, but today I'm really here to talk to you about getting a medical cannabis permit geared to the needs of seniors. Then their face dropped.
I was just going to say, did the jaw drop? No,
dropped. Silence in the room.
Uh-huh.
But Joan, I had already won their heart.
Mm-hmm.
I had already won it. Telling them what I did and how I worked with seniors and the kids at the schools, all of that. So I won out. I beat out 12 very wealthy, rich, back then, cannabis white boys who was in the industry, right?
Okay.
And they chose me to give that fourth permit to because I had a special niche that nobody had. I cared about seniors.
Okay.
And, you know, and people ask me, why seniors? Why them? Why that demographic? And I haven't shared this story often, but I had a girlfriend. She was a childhood girlfriend. We used to jump rope together, you know, play hopscotch. You remember that?
All those things.
Back in the day. Right. And I guess about 10, 12 years ago, she died of pancreatic cancer. And I had flew back from Atlanta, Georgia to see her after she had gotten through with some operations, right? And I saw we was losing her. She had every machine hooked up. And I said, oh, my God. And so I said, Sonia, I said, whatever they're doing to you is not working. I said, maybe you should try cannabis. You know what she said to me, Joan? She said, cannabis? You talking about marijuana? I said, yeah. She said, I don't want them drugs in my system. But she had a morphine drip where she would punch a button and that morphine would drip. It would drip in her system. And morphine just heightens the death process. And this was a girl who smoked cannabis all the time. She was my best friend. They never invited me to parties because I didn't smoke. So they would have parties and it hurt me. I would cry because I wasn't invited. Didn't find out till later that they didn't want me to know they were smoking because I didn't. I had eight brothers, Catholic school family. They probably would have hung me or something.
But you would have been grounded for ages.
Oh, God. My brothers wouldn't have never. I have eight brothers. They never would let me. But so I said, and see, I fought myself, Joan, because I wasn't secure about the cannabis at that time. I was still not sure that it was a medicine. I still saw it as a drug. You know, that was 10 years ago. I wasn't comfortable. And so I'm not going to lose another Sonia if I can help it.
Oh, yeah. And that's it. There was an article that I found on or post on Facebook recently. And it was a woman who was 83 years old. She was in the Hebrew rest home, which is in New York, which is a very, very upscale rest home. Mm-hmm. And she was showing, she said, I'm taking all these pills. And her kids convinced her to try cannabis. The CEO and the president of the homes are now allowing cannabis because they're seeing it. And she goes, my wish is just to get off all these pills. And she goes, I'm feeling so much better. So just, you know, we're all absolutely learning that. Well, we only have a few minutes left and we live in LA. So, and you have done some amazing entertainment things. I mean, what was it like working with Anderson Cooper and Sanjay Gupta and all those people on that special? So tell me about that because people in LA love to hear those stories.
Sanjay, I didn't meet Anderson Cooper.
Oh, okay.
But, it was just his show. But, it was Sanjay Gupta. Who came and interviewed me for 2 days. The most gentle, kindest guy you could ever want to meet. Very poised, very pointed with his questions about seniors and aging and how cannabis helped. Because, you know, he changed his mind. He was against it years ago. And he changed his mind. So he sought me out because he wanted to see what kind of work and the impact I had on seniors. And so he did. He asked me questions about what's my next step, what am I going to do now? And I told him I'm going to open up my spiritual wellness center. Mm-hmm. That's what I wanted. And
I'm going to have to cut that short. But how do people in the audience get hold of you? Because I know a lot of people are going to want to talk to you.
Yes. Well, my website is mamasuewellness.com. I'm on Instagram, Sue Taylor Wellness and Mama Sue Wellness. I'm on Facebook, and where else? I'm at Glass House in Long Beach business office. They can find me there as well.
Okay, great, because people, I know you're going to want to be in contact with Sue. She is doing such amazing work, but now we need to take a break, and when we come back, I am going to talk about Redondo and what's going on in Redondo and cannabis. So come and join me for that.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year. But we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
So in an emergency, who do you call?
You, Mom.
Let's Neighbors practice. Teach their children the rules of personal safety. Don't go out alone. Always let an adult know where you're going. Say no if you feel threatened. And please, have a current picture of your child.
Hello, I'm Eve Schiff.
And I'm Alexa Schiff. My dad, Congressman Adam Schiff, wants your children to be safe.
So be smart and teach your child the basics.
This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
I love this song!
I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
More exhilarating talk. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Your Best Life. This is the segment, the time when I discuss Redondo Beach. I love Redondo. In fact, a couple of things are happening that I'm so excited about. The Summer Festival in Riviera Village is June 28th to 30th, and there's lots of bands to dance to, and many other music venues in the South Bay are opening up for the summertime. I mean, for example, Max 80 is performing at the Summer Festival on June 29th, and I'm going to be there to celebrate my birthday. That's how I'm
June
going.
June 29th?
June 29th is my birthday, and I'm going to be able to be there with one of my favorite bands, Dancing Away in Riviera Village. But as I said before, my mantra is baby boomers still rock, and I will be rocking out on the dance floor. Plus, dancing is good for your health. But I have to say, I have to admit, I broke my ankle last year, so I can't jump up and down the way these 50 and 60-year-olds are. But I am still out there boogieing, and the younger people notice it. In fact, Sue Taylor and I recently went to see Max 80s at Terranea Resort in Palos Verdes. It's a beautiful outdoor concert venue with a view of Catalina and watching the sunset over the ocean. It was so awesome. You know, we are so fortunate to be living where we live with the beauty of it. I mean, and appreciate that every day. Okay, so that's what's going on as far as music now. But then also, I want to talk about Keep the Esplanade Beautiful. It's a charity I started about 12 years ago. We have first Saturday sweeps that we get out there and we pick up trash on the Esplanade. And what we're doing this year is we're doing community outreach and bringing more people in to join us. So it's not just us. I mean, we've had Cub Scout PAC 555, the Beach City Health District, USC alumni for their day of service, the school board, and Leadership Redondo, so that we currently have September to December are available for groups to participate. So if you know someone that is interested, have them contact me at joan@joanirvineconsulting.com. But also know that everyone is welcome to any of the sweeps. And it's 9 o'clock, the first sad day of the month, and we meet at Avenue I and the Esplanade. Also, the recent Leadership Redondo class, which I'm a graduate of 07-08, included a segment about Keep the Esplanade Beautiful in its video project. And it was premiered at the recent Redondo Beach State of the City and available on Redondo Chamber website and YouTube. Okay, now I need to talk about cannabis and Redondo. This gets so frustrating. I have been advocating since 2017 at almost every single council meeting. I am there. 2 years ago, we thought we had everything pulled together. There was a cannabis advisory group that came up with ordinances. And 2 years ago, about now, we were running out of that city council meeting going, yay, it's done, it's done. Well, guess what? It's 2 years later.
Ooh.
And just in April, the city council came up with more ordinances, and to try to get them approved and get them through the process, and gee, when can they bring it back? You know, I just said to the city council the other day, I said, please do not have me stand here in front of you for in 2 years. being in the same place. So, and I've asked them to bring it back every 2 weeks until we have the two finalists picked. Because I don't want any more delays, and I will be, excuse me, I will be on their asses. This is where the tough Joan comes out. Mm-hmm. Now, there's tough love. Well, guess what? We need tough love because we want those dispensaries here for the seniors so they don't have to go out of town to get it, and to make sure that there's legal cannabis available that will eliminate some of the black market, and so that will be better, so the kids, the black market will leave town, and so much better for the safety of the kids. Also, just to let you know, this show, I was so amazed, because it's been around for 22 years, that within a couple of months of having this show, I had 115,000 views. I mean, it just blows my mind that, I mean, and I just want to thank all of you who have listened to the show. But now I'm also looking for advertisers. Do you know the audience is 70% women who are over 40, and they also usually have a little bit of a higher income? So that if you have some products that you want to be pitching to this market, this is the place to do it. Plus, I can accept cannabis advertisers, which we know a lot of media does not do that. So that if you're interested, email me at joan@joanirvineconsulting.com. And also check out my blogs. I'm at drjoanirvine.com, Ask Dr. Joan. Also, the last few years I have limited my private hypnotherapy practice. However, I will accept a few clients and see them at an office in Riviera Village, because I wanted some place that was close, that was nice. I found it. So if you're interested, once again, email me to schedule an appointment. If you have any questions or comments or ideas of what you want me to talk about in the future, once again, joan@joanirvineconsulting.com. If you want to reach my wonderful guest, Sue Taylor, who has so much information, please email her at staylor@glasshousegroup.com. And Sue is doing so many things, and she or her staff will get back with you if you have questions. Also, as I said, one of the things I think is just so exciting, and I just keep on repeating this, is that the influence that we can have on the younger generation, especially the younger generation of women, because we started working in a world that, you know, we didn't have that many options, and we've blown through that. We've changed the dynamics, and it's important that, as we've discussed before, that women see women like us in our age group who are doing things that are out of the quote-unquote norm. And it just gives them hope, because they're in their 40s and their 50s, and they're going, oh, God, we're going to be dead by the time we're in our 70s or 80s, or we're going to want to be dead because it's so boring. And I think it's just so, so important that we do the work that we're doing, and that we really inspire these people, and also to be for them to be able to bounce things off of us. And for them to feel like, you know, life continues on. I remember, 40 years ago, a 24-year-old was thinking of going through a divorce, and she's going, my life is over, my life is over. And I'm going, and I was in my 30s, and I'm going, 24, you're telling me your life is over? No, that is not true. And it's not true as you age, and if you take care of yourself, yes, people are going to have some illnesses. Yes, when I broke my ankle, you know, I was on a walker and I was in a boot. I'll tell you, it gave me a lot of appreciation for what people do go through when they have these issues. But then I did everything I possibly could. I did all the research and I did everything I could to have my healing be as quickly
as possible and to be as good as possible. So I think that's just so important. So for today, and I'll be back next month, but thank you for listening to Your Best Life. I hope the information that you have heard helps you have your best life. And until next time, once again, live your best life and to health, happiness, and hot sex. We didn't talk about that today.
The ocean and its beaches are one of our greatest treasures, and Redondo Beach in Southern California brings joy to millions of people every year, but we need your help. Keep the Esplanade Beautiful is a charitable organization that makes a positive difference in how the Esplanade looks by keeping it clean. They're looking for Saturday sweep volunteers, the first Saturday of every month. Meet at 9 a.m. Pacific time at the Esplanade and Avenue I, and bring your friends. Keep our Redondo Beach beautiful. For info, visit keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org. keeptheesplanadebeautiful.org.
You know, when my grandson takes a long car trip, he listens to audiobooks. A long drive seems faster, and sometimes he doesn't want to get out of the car because the book isn't finished. With over 100,000 books, Audible.com is one of the best places to get audiobooks. You can listen to a bestseller anytime, anywhere. Audible.com, your destination for the widest selection of audiobooks. Join millions of listeners. Just go to the Audible.com on HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click.
You're listening to CHSR Real Radio on the web.